The title of the article is 49 Senators and 22 Attorneys General Oppose WHO Takeover. The subtitle is Elected Officials Are Listening to Your Messages. We need to keep the pressure up to prevent the World Health Organization's power grab. Last week, almost half of the U.S. Senate sent a strong letter to President Biden, urging his administration to oppose the changes to international law currently being negotiated that would substantially increase the power of the WHO during the next pandemic that the WHO could declare unilaterally. The letter has been timed just in advance of the forthcoming World Health Assembly later this month, where amendments to the international health regulations and the pandemic treaty are expected to be ratified. As we've been reporting for some time, these changes give the WHO more power to declare public health emergencies, dictate public health responses, and suppress free speech by labeling it a misinformation. We have to keep up the pressure to make sure none of that happens so that we can maintain both national and individual sovereignty. The letter was led by Senator Ron Johnson and calls on the Biden administration to withdraw support for the pandemic treaty and the IHA, or amendments, or, at the very least, to submit any treaty or agreement to the Senate for ratification, precisely what we have been calling for. And that's not all. 22 state attorneys general also sent a letter to President Biden voicing their concerns about handing the WHO so many new powers. We thank all our members who have been sending messages to Congress. These letters are a clear indication that our concerns are being heard and echoed by lawmakers. Without sustained action, we won't succeed in stopping this assault on our freedoms, so let's keep up the momentum. While there are some small differences in the latest negotiating drafts, the main thrust remains the same. What the WHO is aiming for is a pandemic response in the future that is like a steroid-infused version of what we experienced after the COVID pandemic was announced in March 2020. The goal is more centralization of health policy decision-making, a move towards authoritarianism that will sideline the individual and their physicians in favor of a faceless bureaucracy that will have zero understanding of your health status, your resilience or sensitivities, your health needs, or your circumstances. Handing the WHO more power to handle the next pandemic is an absurdity given its record during the COVID pandemic, when evidence is increasingly showing that policies recommended by these health authorities, such as isolation, school closures, mask wearing, etc., were disastrous for public health. The resistance to health authoritarianism is growing. Many of the most prominent voices for health freedom, including ANH founder and executive director Rob Verkerk, PhD, will be convening in Geneva at the same time as the World Health Assembly's meeting. The Inspired Network's Geneva project will serve as a much-needed counter to the drug-centric, one-size-fits-all approach favored by health bureaucrats at the WHO.